I have been very blessed today with the word of God that has been coming.
My life get beaucoup beaucoup blessing today with the word that don't come from this morning.
And I trust that as we are worshiping the Lord,
and as we are say we may worship God,
and as we are breaking the bread of God,
and as we eat the God in word,
that you will also be blessed.
That una self your life will be blessed.
Praise God. There is a particular word that the Lord began to speak to me.
One particular word there where God don't begin talk to me.
I personally believe that the church, and I say church, I'm using the term somewhat broadly, but also specifically.
I believe say God they do particular thing at the church, and when they talk about church, and they use them generally, but now specific thing also now they talk about.
Generally speaking, I believe that we as a people, Christianity overall, is coming into a time of great tribulation.
I believe, say, if we look at that the Broadway and this 10 years of Christianity, we will come first, big trouble. Now, not time for trouble.
And you all, I am sure, most of you are familiar with tribulation.
And they tell you, I say, when I go, most of you are going to get from meetup trouble.
You know the trouble that can come from war.
Okay, let me use the word wahala.
You know the trouble that can come through the subjugation by one person over another person. And all of the destruction that comes out of that. I'm sorry, you didn't hear me?
I didn't get what you said.
I said that I'm sure that they are familiar with tribulation and the things that come because of it.
I believe, say, when I know what's in a wahala and what's in a big wahala.
War and the persecution as far and the destruction that comes out of that.
Una know what in a war and what in that war that they bring, the trouble with Vietnam and what in they come after them.
But this tribulation that is coming,
but this war that also where they come
is not so much the power grab of one person over a geographical area.
Not so that's where you go talk say now for one particular side you wait to take now upline number now upline it up.
But it is a move of the Antichrist spirit.
But now the Antichrist spirit now they move all over.
Moving
the spirit that they work against God.
Moving with the spirit of perdition that is in and amongst the people of God.
That is where they work inside the people of God for turn them back away from God.
You can expect destruction and all of the diabolical things that have happened in the world to come from people who do not know God.
You for not say what I get for come, thing I get for well, with all the things that happen, when the bad thing that people that will not serve God, they already they do.
But I do not know that you would expect the same type of treatment from the people who call themselves Christian and are involved in things that pertain to God.
I don't believe say una go think to say una go meet the same kind of problem day or while or trouble day with the people that were already serve God.
And I am not talking about people who I'm not talking about sections of humanity.
I need to talk about one part of what I'm name.
Hallelujah. Now you have to really go to work.
I believe that.
I'm not talking about Christendom in general, brethren.
I'm not just the talk about Christendom for on the broad sense.
But I am talking about Christians who are supposed to be working with God.
But they talk about Christians, they wait for the worker with God.
Because of a particular word that they have heard that has come from God.
Because of particular one way they don't hear it, God don't talk.
And then they take that word and they try to do something else with it other than what God has ordained it to be.
And then take that word when they hear it.
Hallelujah.
Forget waiting God no meaning that word before.
There is a scripture in the Bible, I think it's in 2 Thessalonians, maybe 1 Thessalonians. And Paul talks about the spirit of perdition.
Paul talks about the spirit where they make stronger rebel life against God.
Now, Paul was not addressing the world. Paul was not addressing things outside of Christianity.
Not a things the way na pagan people that they do.
Paul was addressing the church.
They talk to the church.
Because in the midst of all of that, he is talking about a great falling away, an apostasy.
Hallelujah. Because he talk about where mother mango told rebel from God. And run away from God.
That can only happen with a group of people who have a knowledge of God. And they are not allowing that knowledge to transform them.
And they need a grief for let that sense the way they know.
Hallelujah.
Change their life.
Hallelujah. And Israel was called for a particular reason.
Israel, God called them for one particular work.
And when when they failed in that that offering, when they failed in the job that God gave them to do,
when they failed for do what Hallelujah. God called them for do.
They not only failed in it, but they connived to corral it and to take it in as their own thought or as their own idea and develop their association with God on that basis.
Hello?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in that time frame, God they crucified the Lord.
That time they killed Jesus.
And they thought in the crucifixion of the Lord that they had dealt with the problem.
Hallelujah. The problem done.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the fact of the matter was, it is not that they did not believe the man, Jesus, and what
really,
he was saying.
Truly, not to say they not believe the man Jesus, but waiting Jesus be they tell them.
But what it was in that what he was saying would strip from them the position of their preeminence.
But waiting at his real thing,
Hallelujah.
That Jesus be they talk, they go come pull them power na they hand.
And by their own mouths they convict themselves.
And by their mouth then put themselves inside wahala.
Have you ever wondered? How it is that there are recorded conversations of their private meetings in the Bible?
How they mean they record them
Hallelujah.
Private meeting where Jesus mean they get put inside Bible?
But recorded they are.
But they recorded them.
And they have been in the Bible since that time that the Bible was written.
And they don't put inside Hallelujah. Bible.
And they gathered together and they began to talk about what they needed to do.
They gathered together. They begin to talk what they need for can do.
Because there was a threat to their, I think the Bible calls it, to their bishopric. To their bishopric. The position of bishop and ruling over the church.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Jesus be the threat.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was not the Romans that killed Jesus Christ.
Not the Roman people that killed Jesus.
A Roman judge was willing to let the man go.
The Roman big man that they mean
a Roman judge saw the innocence of the man.
The Roman big people insisted
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ innocence.
But it was on the basis of his elect.
But not because of the one that went
and their position the and their desire to overshadow the work of God.
And the thing you want them again that they ask for
and to have that place of preeminence
and forget power
that they demanded.
Now they say power.
Hallelujah. Amen. The crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
Jesus them for kill and power.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus said when he was walking to Golgotha.
Jesus been a choke as he been a go now who said in the Bokilam Golgotha.
And when the women that were there were weeping over his abuse.
The woman that went they cried bad for the way with them they mistreat him.
He said to them, "Do not weep for me."
Una no cry, tell them no cry.
Hallelujah.
For me.
But weep for your children.
Cry for una pikine.
And you know, there was the prophecy was fulfilled in a natural level.
That prophecy did.
Hallelujah.
It happened naturally.
But there is also a spiritual counterpart.
But it also gets a paddy way to walk with in the spirit.
Because there has been a word that has been coming to you as a people.
Because God doesn't say what to you as he asks.
As well as a word that has been going to many lands in Africa.
As a plenty word of this kind.
Hallelujah.
Africa, plenty side.
That is a word that is in essence the same word you are hearing now in half word.
Like the same kind
Hallelujah.
Of value of the one with the yeri right now, so.
But in the midst of it,
but for all that,
it is generating a spirit of murder.
It walk inside you, spirit for walking.
In and amongst the people of God.
For God kill
in and amongst
the people of God.
The elect of God.
Even among the one away.
Hallelujah.
God, put sin and young.
Even as Israel was the elect of God in the natural realm.
Elect with Israel now being God in chosen people.
Hallelujah.
One side
you got a pen? Which is indicated by the tabernacle and the outer court.
What we see by the tabernacle
Hallelujah.
and the outer court when like the
Hallelujah. The outer court.
The outer court when like the compound
is the evangelical section of the church.
Now the church in your evangelical side, when I for work, I preach the word
the,
of God.
It's the evangelical, it is the outreaching of God to humanity.
Now, the way where God is sending
Hallelujah.
To mortal man.
But there was a word that came to us as a people.
But God said, what to we as people?
And this word said, come out of her, my people.
And that word said, come up and them, my people.
And touch not the unclean thing.
Not touch the dirty thing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you hear me? Hallelujah. What he meant by that is that man took a revelation of God.
What did he mean by that? Mortal man take that way God takes shram, but he
said. A revelation that said you are saved by blood and by the faith in that blood.
That understanding way get say, I save you
Hallelujah.
By blood and by way you put shit for me blood.
And they built a temple over it.
Then they take on them.
Hallelujah. Temple. And they called the temple, they called it Baptist.
They called that temple there Baptist.
They called it Methodist.
They called it Methodist.
Huh? They called it Presbyterian.
They called it Presbyterian.
Hallelujah. They called it Lutheran.
They called it Lutheran.
Hello? They put many, many, many names on the aspect of this position of revelation and on this position of enlightenment.
They put beaucoup names on that place where God takes and show them.
Hallelujah.
And where God
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, the devil had a problem.
The devil mean get problem.
He could put on you every bit of sin, every bit of degradation and death.
He can put for you all kind bit of sin and all kind of wrong life.
Every aspect of diabolical wickedness and the accountability for it, he could put on you by virtue of your being born after the similitude of Adam.
He can put all them back to
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Adam.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And but the devil had a problem.
But the devil get problem.
You see, there is something that God did for you and I.
Something that will God do for you and me.
That has the ability to turn the devil's plans upside down.
We get the power for turn the devil's
hallelujah.
Upside down.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I mean, it and what that ability is to be able to choose to do or not to do.
Which is that power there? Now that power where most a man gets.
Hallelujah.
Or not for choose for do something.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the devil had to do something.
The devil mean get for do something.
Because as the word of God came to you as an individual.
Because as God in word came to you as mortal man.
And it smote something in your soul.
And it knocked something down your soul.
And you begin to have a consciousness.
And you act begin conscious.
Of your God. Position of jeopardy and of hell whose mouth was ready to swallow you.
And say hell.
Hallelujah.
Mouth open ready for swallow you.
That consciousness invoked in you the right to choose.
Push you for
hello.
For
hallelujah.
Amen.
And you chose to accept the blood of Jesus Christ.
And you choose it.
Hallelujah.
Jesus
hallelujah. Amen. And in spite of the darkness that is in your soul, in spite of the sin that you were involved in, hallelujah.
Amen.
In spite of the generations of bondage and occultism and satanic worship, hallelujah. 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 The devil was not able to keep you from getting saved.
The devil was not able to stop you make his salvation.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But just as you have the ability to choose to do.
But just like how you get the power from choose for
you do. Have the ability to choose not to do.
Now the same way you get the power.
Hallelujah.
For
hallelujah.
Yeah.
And you know, if you are really meaning not to do it.
If you really mean say you don't want to do something.
There is nothing that anyone can do to stop you.
Nobody will stop
hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah. Do that thing we say you know they do.
I have many children.
I get beaucoup picking them.
And they go through a particular stage of about 15 to 18 to 19 to 22.
And they reach one stage that they
hallelujah.
15, 22 years old.
That they begin to think they are a law unto themselves.
When they begin to say that they get right over
themselves. Hallelujah. And you know, you tell them, no, if you do that, you will be sorry.
You will tell them, say, if you do this way,
hallelujah. You see, children come to an age of,
between they reach one
of what
age,
I call accountability.
When they reach for take
that means
for
my preeminence over them in my demand for them to behave in a certain way comes to a place that it is over. It is ceased. It is done.
That means that you will wait and get
control. Hallelujah.
So make let them do something.
Hallelujah.
Way I'm not able again.
That doesn't mean that I do not have the right to counsel them.
That don't mean say I don't get
it doesn't mean that I do not have the right to try to instruct them.
That don't mean say I don't get right for
hallelujah.
For
but I do not have the right any longer to make the decision for them.
But don't you mean get
hello?
Right to make the decision for them.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, it's even recognized in your natural law.
You see yourself pan out things that be naturally.
And according to societies, I suppose.
According to the society, what was our friend we say?
The age of accountability is somewhat different and at different levels.
The age gonna take responsibility for your action, it can differ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But in the U.S., that's
now,
what
America,
I'm familiar with.
When a
young man or a young lady reach the age of 18,
when a young man or young woman reach 18 years old,
they become legally responsible.
The country, they did it.
Hallelujah.
They're responsible for their life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That means that if they go out and they rob a bank.
That means if they're gonna cheat, they won't cheat back.
And if they're over 18 years old, they will be tried as an adult.
If they pass 18 years old,
hallelujah. And they will be persecuted to the law that is pertinent to adult being persecuted, prosecuted.
They will persecute them.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But if you commit a crime when you are not 18,
but if you commit crime,
in fact, it was even in some respects, if you murdered somebody, hallelujah, they could not try you as an adult.
They're not going to try you in a court like a
they had to
people.
Try you as a juvenile.
They will try you like a young beginner.
And there was a great latitude of mercy that was given in the circumstances depending on what it was.
And then give
hallelujah.
For some money.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So they come, as it were, to a position or a place of accountability.
So then they reach place where they're able to take responsibility.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so in the natural.
Now the same way naturally.
Because it is a principle in the spirit.
Because inside the spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There in the Jewish custom.
Now, Jews, among the Jewish people, then,
a young man,
young person,
until the age of 13,
young man, when he reached
would
the age
be
of
under the tutoring of his of his mother.
He would be under his mama.
Hallelujah.
Teacher.
His mother would be his instructor.
Now, his mama would be teacher waiting for me.
Would be his ruling authority.
Now, his mama would be short waiting in one time.
So the mother had the responsibility to shape, to mold, to bring the child to a position of understanding for the age of maturity.
So bring that picking to that
hallelujah.
Understanding.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And at the age of 13,
he
would move out of the house, so to speak.
Kind of like
hallelujah.
That.
And he would come under the tutor of his father.
And he would come under his papa indirectly.
And he would then at that time be subjected to the rabbinical teachings of the Torah or the Word of God.
That same day he will put the
hallelujah.
The rabbi that you're teaching out for waka.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm telling you all of this for a reason.
And they tell you now all this for some reason.
Because there is a spiritual counterpart to it concerning us and the word of God that God is delivering to us as a people.
Because spiritually, in a certain way, the same way.
Hallelujah.
How God can deal with me.
This word is designed by God to do one thing.
This word, yeah, God make them fine for letting
one thing. There's only one thing this good word is designed to do.
This word, God make them for one thing.
It's not designed to make a church.
It not make up for let it build church.
Hallelujah. It is designed to change you and I.
It make up for make it change you and me.
In such a radical way, such a radical matter.
In some kind of stronger and
hallelujah.
Same way.
That we might be able to be configured to his body or his personality.
So that we go change and
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when the devil decided
that the devil decide,
he would decided he would get into the church business.
Say in a cancer church business.
He could not keep you from getting saved.
And I will stop you. Let you not accept Jesus.
So he gave us the concept of church.
And so if he puts this kind of thinking of church now we had.
And the totality of what it is the aspect of just being saved to get into heaven.
Then it make we end begin to
hallelujah.
Church business.
Just hallelujah.
Save me forever, no more.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The evangelical church.
The church we can call evangelical.
They are very strong believers in salvation.
They believe stronger one by salvation.
But their belief in salvation.
They believe in salvation.
Is a faith that is supposed to carry them through life.
Now faith will for make them go through life.
And at the end of life.
Then will life them done.
In some manner or way, if they were good enough before the Lord, they could get into heaven.
If from way or the other. If
hallelujah.
God,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I was raised.
The south side made me.
Well, let us go back. I was saved.
The south side has saved. Let's go back.
In a Baptist environment.
The Baptist place.
Hallelujah. You know, as we have been talking about salvation, it gets you to thinking back and reminiscing.
As we know they talk now, yeah, but
hallelujah.
Make let me mind go bien and I begin think for that time there.
My mother was very Southern Baptist.
Me mama na been strong Baptist.
So she wanted not only for us to be saved, but
she wants no more that we accept.
But she wanted us to be saved Baptist children.
It want for no
hallelujah.
And be strong Baptist.
And in the Baptist doctrine,
the Baptist,
there are certain theological concepts.
One kind thinking there.
And one of the concepts is that when you get saved, you get the Holy Ghost.
Now that when you accept Jesus, now that 10 days you
hallelujah.
Get the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Now, why do you think they have that doctrine?
What make you think so then they believe that in thee?
Well, if you have that doctrine.
If you get that kind of thing,
then you are not going to be seeking God for the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
You're not going to ask God for let give you the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
And if somebody comes to you
and if person comes to you
and tells you,
say,
about this baptism,
say you can be
hello
God in Holy
are
Spirit.
You listening to me?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. They're going to tell you that you already have it with your salvation.
They're going to tell you, say, but when you accept Jesus,
hallelujah.
You're not baptized already, no?
But they had another problem.
But they get one other problem.
Because the scripture says that those that are filled with the Spirit
because the Bible said they want
will speak in other tongues.
They're going to talk in a different tongue.
Now, what do you think they did?
What can you
What do you think the devil did?
What did the enemy do?
He developed another doctrine.
He bring up one other kind of teaching.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm not talking to you what somebody's told me.
Me not tell you what
I'm talking to you about what I heard in
now,
the catechisms of Sunday school.
What did they teach me
hallelujah.
School, not they tell you so.
And what they tell you is that speaking in tongues is something that is not for our present day.
They tell me, sir, when you
that the speaking of tongues,
they say when you're talking tongues
was something that God gave to the disciples, the 12 apostles.
That's something where God gave the 12 disciples them.
I don't know what they did with the other 119 of them, other 118 of them.
Well, I know Sabi what you have to do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. No, it would be 108 if 12 were, I think. It would be hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he said that it was to empower them to begin to be able to bring forth the church.
Not being forgiven.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What I am showing you, or what I am telling you, is how the devil gets into church business.
Now, how the devil don't get inside church business?
Because the tabernacle.
Because that's tabernacle,
from start to finish,
is
the work of God to bring you in this life to perfection.
Now God is working inside you for bring you.
Hallelujah. And the
perfection.
Devil does not want you to believe that you are able to be perfect in your Sierra Leone environment. Hallelujah. But he can't do it through sin, because you have the thought of wanting to be righteous,
because you want,
and you now have a God consciousness,
and you get God inside.
Hallelujah. So he has to appease your God consciousness to keep you from pressing against him too hard.
And make you
hallelujah. Hallelujah. But just as God went into the Catholic Church.
And it's a Catholic Church.
Hallelujah. And went down into the cellar or the basement of the Catholic Church.
And one of the underground.
Hallelujah.
Catholic Church gets.
Hallelujah. Because you know they believe that if they buried the Word of God.
Because they believe that if they buried God in what?
And they locked it up.
And they lock them
in a jail and let nobody see it.
Lock in a jail.
Hallelujah.
Nobody see them.
Then what you don't know, you can't want or go after. Hello, are you listening to me? But God went into the Catholic Church. He touched a man called Luther. Hallelujah. And Luther had the right to go down into the basement.
Luther even had the right for go down the underground.
To unlock the vault in which the Bible was hid.
For go lock up in.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know something, brethren? The time frame prior to this event was called the Dark Ages.
Before this thing was explained to us,
hallelujah,
so they called that time the Dark Age.
It was where Satan was ruling and reigning through an institution called the Catholic Church. Hallelujah. Every man did according to whatever it was that he wanted to do. Hallelujah.
According to what he wanted to do.
And there came a time in the economy of God that God said that it was enough.
Then God said this.
So he began to move upon a man who had the sense of morality in his being that was condemning the immorality in which he was involved. Hallelujah. So he went down and he found the scripture. Hallelujah. That man is justified by faith.
By faith.
Hallelujah. And Satan couldn't stop it.
Satan, no able to stop him.
It began to spread like wildfire.
This thing began to jump like a wildfire.
Hallelujah. Yeah. So the devil decided to get into Lutheranism.
98 devil himself entered for B. Make one thing what they call Lutheranism.
Because of the fact that he could not stop God. Hallelujah.
Because he's not able to stop God in power.
He moves upon Luther. To think that what he had gotten from the scripture was the totality of God. Hello. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But within the contingent of the revival.
But as the revival been happening.
I'm giving you church history.
I didn't tell you but what you.
Hallelujah. I'm giving you your history.
I didn't tell you but your history.
Because if you are bought by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Because Jesus in blood by you.
You are translated out of your Sierra Leone position of humanity on inheritance.
They don't change you, pull you come up and this you salon life and all what you been get for.
And you are translate, you are translated into a kingdom of light that has its own heritage. It has its own heritage.
And in getting your
hallelujah. There were a group of people,
some people let me
who hear, began to get the revelation of baptism.
We begin to understand what is baptism.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as they began to examine it and come into the revelation,
and begin to understand
the hallelujah, of the brazen laver. Hallelujah. 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 They begin to participate with God in baptism.
They begin grieve with God for grief for baptized.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know who persecuted them? Do you know who slaughtered them and murdered them? Hallelujah. It was Luther and his God squad.
Now this man will be near Luther with all his squad. There were things in our God people.
These people were called Anabaptists.
Them people and they were called the Anabaptists.
They were called Anabaptists.
Anabaptists.
Because Anna means again.
Anna means again.
So you are baptized again.
Again.
Like Anna means again.
Another one.
Another one.
Another baptism.
So the understanding that other baptism does.
Hallelujah. Because they believe in sprinkling.
Because what do they believe now for?
They believe in sprinkling the child.
Therefore, just
hallelujah. So they were now baptizing him again.
So then they tell us then they baptize
hallelujah. Him. Hallelujah. And it was the Lutheran church that was persecuting the Baptists.
And at the church when at the
hallelujah.
They persecute the Baptists.
And all down through church history.
Down through the one of
hallelujah.
The
hallelujah.
Amen.
In somewhere in the late 1800s,
inside some side
early 1900s, God,
1900,
God began to move on the outer court church again.
God began to work upon the church.
Hallelujah.
The outer court back.
But this time the move was a spiritual move.
But this time now with
hallelujah.
To begin move.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was in the late 1800s in the country of Welch.
1800 around the late 1800s, the one country they call Welsh.
It is there with Ireland and England.
In any other England, Ireland.
There was a man called Irving.
One man be named Irving.
And in the outpouring of the Spirit, that God began to pour out on the church.
And God is Spirit began to come upon the church people.
People began to be baptized in the Holy Spirit
people
and speaking in tongues.
People then begin baptized inside your
hallelujah.
Talk tongues.
So God was bringing the Holy Spirit baptism back to the church.
God began bringing the Holy Ghost baptism back.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Pentecostal church.
The Pentecostal church
did not come as because of a move of God.
It not come because now God be the move.
It came because man decided to harness the movement of God.
It came because mortal man begin a grief for
hallelujah.
Letting God be done the two.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because once again, God got the devil decided to get into the God business.
Because one time back, the devil decided to go inside God business.
So he built another church.
Now he go build other big church for that.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Over the concept of Holy Spirit baptism.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Holy Spirit baptism.
This did two things.
That didn't bring two things.
It stopped the rush forward of God.
It stopped
Hallelujah.
And God made a rush before.
And it divided Christianity.
And it made this.
Hello! Hallelujah. Amen. It was Julius Caesar who said,
now Julius Caesar talk say,
divide, you shall conquer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know, one of the things that Julius Caesar did,
what can he do the way Julius Caesar do?
Is that and I'm not sure that he was the one that invented it, but I think he was the one of the ones that perfected it.
But here again, I'm not saying that in one, but now one by one, the way being the thing, a full one.
Is that he would send in contingents of his army in civilian clothes in and amongst the people.
Now that he was send group of the army them, the way they wear civilian clothes.
And they were, their job was to create an unrest in the people.
Waiting up in their own work, they just go cause wahala trouble
so,
among the people there.
And they would say bad things about their king or their ruler.
And on the beginning,
they would highlight all of the injustices.
Then we begin grumble, but the
hallelujah. And they would get them in mumbling and grumbling.
They would get them for begin grumble and complain.
So that there was not, there would be a division in and amongst the strength that would be resisting his coming and his overtaking them.
So that's
hallelujah.
Division,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are other things here that are pertinent.
Other things are very important for some.
You see, the Catholic Church.
The
Catholic institution. I don't want to even call it a church.
I don't want to call it a church.
Hallelujah.
Catholic organization.
Catholic cult. Yes.
Hallelujah. Cult.
Hallelujah. You see, you have an endowment from God.
You get something where God puts by you.
Hallelujah. You have an endowment from God.
You get something where God.
You are created, spirit, soul, and body.
You are spirit, soul, and body.
Hallelujah. You are created spirit, soul, and body.
God make you spirit, soul, and body.
Oh, by the way, body relates to outer court. Soul relates to holy place. Hallelujah.
By the way,
Holy of Holies relates to the spirit.
By the way, body, they talk about outer court.
Hallelujah.
Compound. Soul, they talk about holy place when I like inside. Then the spirit, they talk about the holiest of all when I like the inside.
Hallelujah. The outer court is to address the sin in the body.
Oh, yes.
The outer court.
Hello?
Yes.
Therefore, deal with the sin whenever the body.
The sin in the body.
For deal with
hallelujah.
Sin whenever the body.
The holy place has two functions.
The holy place has two working gates.
It is to address the sin in the soul.
Now for deal with the sin when there is a soul.
Hallelujah. And to enhance, do you hear me? The process of change.
And for make change go before by you.
Hallelujah. Any doctrine. Any doctrine.
Anything.
Any doctrine.
Anything.
I don't care from where it comes. That does not address these positions or these places is a false doctrine.
If you not touch and address,
did you hear me?
False doctrine.
What did I call it?
False doctrine.
I can't hear you.
I know you.
False doctrine.
I still can't hear you.
False doctrine.
You don't believe it, do you?
I do.
And I don't believe it also.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the holy place, the holy of holies,
the side where only pass all,
is for the purpose to complete perfection.
That's right.
Hello.
This perfect where God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, Brother Ibarre,
he
was talking about keys.
He began to talk about keys.
Keys to the kingdom.
Key for the
I'm giving you keys. I'm giving you the ability to discern.
And they give you the power for
you won't have to call me up. You won't have to write me an email. Hallelujah. If you understand the concept of what these things are designed to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you are someone who is subjected to alcohol,
if you're not
hallelujah,
when drunk,
that's sin in the body.
Sin that inside your body.
If you are someone who is subjected to nicotine,
if you're not
that is
body,
sin in the body. That is sin in the body. Nicotine, cigarettes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are a person that is subjected, hallelujah, to pornography or fornication,
if you're not passing away, you get on the
hallelujah,
that is, all them dirty that, them,
that is sin in the body.
That is not sin in your body.
And if you are sitting under a ministry,
and if you sit down under,
that does not convict you of your sin.
When they put faith inside you, say you get past sin.
Did you hear me?
When I hear me,
convict you of your sin.
When they make you,
you are sitting under another doctrine. You are sitting under a false ministry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I cannot repent unless I am convinced that I am sinning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I would not be saved if I had not believed that I was a sinner.
If I not been Christian,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. The job of that holy place,
the work when the holy place they do,
hallelujah, is to bring forth the mechanics of the ability to be transformed.
Now for put the thing that way for make for work, the machine that way for work by you, for being changed by you.
From a child of darkness.
That thing will go work by you for make you be begin when a darkness begin.
To a child of light.
To begin when a light.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My mind. You wear what you think.
Can no longer be human.
I no go think like a mortal man, ordinary mortal man. They think.
As in the sense of Adam.
Just like
hello?
I'm in the truth.
Did you hear me?
When I hear
you? I must have the mind of Christ.
I suppose forget for me.
Hallelujah. I must not have emotions.
I must forget feelings then.
That are regulated
where,
by my carnality.
Where the two way they control them, now me.
Hallelujah.
Now
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I must have desires.
I suppose forget things the way I want.
That are heaven orientated.
The thing that way I want that my life is.
Hallelujah.
The thing that way will carry me go before na heaven.
Desires that are subjected and looking for the coming of Jesus Christ.
Thing that way
hello.
Me for want to look forward for Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Back to me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This holy place.
This
hallelujah, is a position or a place of metamorphosis.
The place where changes they happen.
That is the transformation of a bug or a slug or a worm.
That's not a worm, the caterpillar, they change.
We talked to the children and I talked.
Okay, that's great. I didn't hear it. Praise God.
From a caterpillar to a beautiful butterfly.
It must change from this grotesque, ugly, unacceptable thing.
If I come up and that dirty that want something when nobody
hallelujah
for touch your canyon.
Hallelujah. You know, I'm a farmer. Or I have been a farmer.
Well, I've been there farming work.
We were farming for almost 15 to 18 years.
We mean they do
hallelujah
farming for almost 15 to 18 years.
And I see many different shapes of worms.
I don't see beaucoup kind shape of a worm.
And I have not found one worm or one caterpillar that I think is beautiful.
One day I not found one worm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. They are unacceptable. Hallelujah. They are totally grotesque to me. Hallelujah. However, my thought concerning butterflies is something entirely different.
But the way we are
hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, they say, even of the same species, that no two butterflies are the same in design.
You know, they said butterfly, not two kind butterfly.
Hallelujah.
Same size.
Hallelujah.
They're not fit by the same design.
The holy place is designed to metamorphose you.
That holy place,
hallelujah.
The way they make them, not for let it bring changed by you.
Hallelujah. Amen. From an ugly, unacceptable, grotesque worm.
From
worm. Hallelujah. To a beautiful butterfly.
To butterfly.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you know, the devil does not want you to know all of this. So he got back into church business.
He entered back inside church business.
Hallelujah. Amen. He got back into church business.
He entered back inside church business.
And he began to bring an emphasis.
He began to put tanga what they on the, tell you for understand.
On the Holy Spirit baptism. He began to bring a special emphasis on healing.
That's right. Instead of you put your attention on Holy Spirit baptism, he began to make you turn your eye.
Hallelujah. He began to make a special on deliverance.
He began to tell you, say, make you put your attention.
Hallelujah.
On
hallelujah. Amen. He began to make a special on prophecy.
He began to tell you,
hallelujah.
Say, put your attention on prophesying.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know that we have churches? We have churches
named after that.
Huh? Named after these things? Hallelujah. Do you know that people have built mega churches, mega businesses of church on healing? Hallelujah.
Church.
Hallelujah.
Healing church day.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know, brethren, the devil is no dummy in this respect.
Brother and sister, then.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I seen a man prophesy.
I see one man, they prophesy.
I seen a man moving in healing.
I see somebody got a user for men other person.
I seen a man preaching a message where souls got saved.
I see inside somebody got in a preach message where people let they accept Jesus.
And at the end of the day,
they were thing done.
The man turned out to be a homosexual.
The man na homosexual, na homo.
This was in the Pentecostal church.
This be inside Pentecostal church.
Hello.
Hi.
I have seen men who seemingly have such an anointing. They have mega churches. They got many cars and many homes. Their congregation would fill up a stadium.
The people that come to church, they will fill up one baby.
Hallelujah. And the men
and that man day,
are captured by pornography.
That thing, that picture for
and they are living picture. In adultery.
Capture them.
Hallelujah. Come on, brethren. Come on, brethren. Something's wrong with the church.
Something's not wrong with the church.
We do not see, we do not have the spirit of discernment.
We not get the spirit for submitting happy under me.
There is a man coming.
One man they come.
And I believe he's a multi-membered man. Who is going to do great signs and wonders. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says, and if it were possible.
And he said, if it possible, sir,
even the elect would be deceived.
Even the one that we God don't put us.
Hallelujah.
But let
me tell you something.
Make a tell us something.
If you are not under a word that is changing you.
If you're not there under a preaching way to get when they change you.
You will be deceived.
They will fool you, man.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was a man, I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
One man, I don't know if you don't want to hear him, but
his name was A.A. Allen.
And his name A.A. Allen.
Anybody ever hear of him?
Anybody know him, but
Allen, Allen.
Yes. His name was A.A. Allen.
A.A. Allen.
A.A. Allen was a man of God.
Not being man of God, Andy.
But he was a man of God that was under the theology of God as healing.
But he being man of God, where they under the that
hallelujah.
Where he gets for the men people.
They had a place down in Southern California.
They mean get place na the south part from California.
And they called the place Miracle Valley.
And they called the place Miracle Valley.
And they built a huge organization.
They built one of big organizations.
And they had a pile of crutches and wheelchairs and all matter of arms and legs, prosthesis.
Prosthetics.
Then
get big
artificial limbs.
Then get big pile of crotch them.
Hallelujah.
And foot them when a false foot falls and all that in a pile of
out in front of the church.
All they put them before the church.
There was a woman in his congregation who had a growth upon the back of her neck.
One woman in the
it was very huge. It was a cancerous growth. It was on the back of his of her neck. He walked down, he grabbed it, he ripped it off of the woman.
He
threw it down on the ground. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No blood. And the thing just shriveled up like ash. The woman was healed. The woman was healed.
The woman gets healed.
Hallelujah. But the man had a problem.
But that man began what? Problem.
Hallelujah. The man liked his whiskey.
The man liked whiskey bad.
Huh? He liked his whiskey.
He liked whiskey bad.
Every night after the meeting, he'd go home and get his bottle.
Whiskey meeting, you don't know.
And he would drink his whiskey.
Taking bottle.
Drink his whiskey.
He licking whiskey.
But you know, God loved the man.
But you know, God.
So he took. God loved the man.
God be like the man.
So he took a little old lady in the congregation.
He took one old woman at the congregation.
Hallelujah. Amen. And said to him, go to my brother. Go to brother Allen.
He tell us, go meet brother Allen.
And give him the message that I'm giving you to give him.
And give that message where are they giving you for go tell him.
So she went down.
So he got
to the meeting came into the meeting.
Il came at the meeting.
After the meeting, she walks up to Brother Allen very humbly.
He go meet Brother Allen.
And he says to Brother Allen,
he tell and say,
Brother Allen,
Brother Allen,
I have a word from you from God.
I get word from God for you.
What do you think Brother Allen said?
What if he said Brother Allen? Tell us.
He said, when did God lead me to go to you to tell you to tell me something?
This time God left me and go meet you for tell you what for can't tell me.
You know, God just must have gave that little lady the strength beyond her normal position.
You know, God must have given that old woman the strength way above 11.
Hallelujah. She pointed her finger in the face of the man.
He pointed finger at the man.
Nevertheless, I'm going to tell you.
He left what you tell me, so I will tell you what.
If you don't repent, God is going to kill you.
If you not change and stop what you depend, God will kill you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you hear it? This is all in the books. It's history.
This all the writing a book now. Huh? History.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what happened to Brother Allen?
Una know what happened to Brother Allen?
They went to his house to get him for a meeting because he did not show up.
Then go to your house for go take and come for one meeting because they not see and come.
They found him dead.
They meet her, he don't
on
die.
The floor.
Now gone.
Whiskey bottle in his hand.
He own whiskey.
Glass laying on the floor out above his stretched out hand.
He,
huh? Hallelujah.
He then a gone.
Hallelujah. You know, God is serious about this thing called tabernacles.
God serious for this thing where they call tabernacle.
God is serious about what the tabernacle represents as far as the revelation of God in man.
God serious but waiting tabernacle.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the devil is stepping in at every move of God.
The devil, it is step inside every move where man moves.
Hallelujah. And creating an environment of to incarcerate them, to corral them, to hold them.
It is make
them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, I don't know how much of it you have experienced in the aspect of what the message was in the beginning.
You don't sabi, but waiting the message will be where.
Hallelujah.
Just starts. I don't know how much you know.
But I know that the message that was brought to us concerning the coming of Jesus Christ.
But not say the message where they bring to we concerning Jesus in coming back.
Not within a church as we know it.
Not inside the church as we sabi that.
But as inside of the tabernacle that is called man.
But inside they also when a tabernacle when they call mortal man.
Was a call that said, come out of her, my people.
Now the call where it is called for say, come on.
Hallelujah.
Least
you become a partaker of her plague.
Before you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We heard the clarion call. And we begin to move. But unfortunately, the devil moved with us.
But too bad, the devil moved with them.
You know, I like what he said about the sons of God.
I like what he said, but God is son them.
When the sons of God were called,
when they called the sons of God them,
the devil was there in the midst of them.
The devil got inside.
Hallelujah. You know, when we heard the message to come out of her,
when we heard the message, we said, come up and then.
The kingdom of hell was still residing in various aspects within our soul.
Hell in kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Being tapped inside some parts of
our soul is in darkness.
We soul, there is a dark place.
Hallelujah. Our soul is in darkness. It's under the power of hell.
We saw this a dark, dark place under Satan and hell in power.
We have hell in our bodies.
We get hell.
We have hell in our soul.
We get hell. The walking cell.
Hallelujah. Give me red, will you? Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God comes.
But God comes.
He comes into the bits of our soul, brother.
He comes inside, we saw.
He comes right down into the very center of this hellish environment.
He comes right
into the center,
this hell place.
And we become born again.
And then we
hallelujah.
Born again.
Hallelujah. Amen. We are now a different entity, a different personality.
We don't be changed with a different person.
But there is a ministration of darkness.
What's darkness?
Hallelujah.
Talk to we.
That is bombarding this reality of newness of life.
And they come for come.
Hello.
This new life.
Hallelujah. Our minds are full of ungodly things. Our emotions.
Hallelujah. Full up with things that we're not
of. All of these areas have been totally subjected to darkness.
All the areas, yes, so they don't get under.
Hallelujah.
Control.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know what?
We
realize our predicament.
We see, we boil our hold inside.
We realize our incapabilities.
We see the way we are not able for self-reset.
We begin to realize that we are in trouble.
We begin to catch up, say,
hallelujah.
So
God, we begin to cry out to God.
So we can begin to cry to God.
We begin to ask God to come and to deliver us.
We can begin to ask God, Papa God, Kali, you can't
much,
save me.
Much like Paul.
Just like a Paul.
In the 8th chapter.
In the 7th
chapter, I believe. He says, oh, wretched man that I am. Hallelujah.
Wretched man.
Oh, wretched man I am. Who's going to deliver me?
Who never put me by me, wahala?
Hallelujah. From this body of death.
From this body, when I die, my body.
Did you hear me?
Unayagimi?
Body of death.
Diamond body.
That is your Adam soul.
That's not the soul way.
Hallelujah.
Adam.
That's your Adam Sierra Leone soul.
Not the soul way gets from
hallelujah.
Adam. Soul.
It is your Adam Sierra Leone tribal soul.
Not the soul way. Hallelujah. Adam Sierra Leone.
It is your Adam
soul.
It is your Adam Sierra Leone tribal father and mother soul.
Not the soul way gets from
hallelujah.
Tribe.
Hallelujah.
Soul.
Hallelujah. God did not come to take you into heaven.
God
did not come just to get you out of hell.
Hallelujah.
God wants to establish heaven inside of you. And God wants to use the heaven inside of you to disseminate the hell that is inside of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you know, the devil knows that. The devil knows more about God's plan than we do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he goes back into his church business mode.
So he went in church clothes.
Hallelujah. Yes, church clothes and come back. He puts on his suit. He puts on his white shirt.
He wears his
puts
suit,
on his tie.
In white shirt.
He uses all the right words.
He uses the fine word for talk.
Praise God and love and joy and peace and
love,
happiness.
Joy. Oh, praise the Lord.
And heaven. Hallelujah. Mansions of pearl and gold.
Mansion.
Hallelujah. Mansion. Talks about prosperity and the things.
Money.
Hallelujah. All the things that pertain not to the heaven inside of you, but to the hell that is around you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God did not just save you to save you.
God not save you no more. For
God saved you that you might save the world.
God saved you so you will go save the world.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are a part. You are a piece of the boat that is called an ark.
You na half part.
Hallelujah.
Ark when in a bill. When at that ark. You na half small part.
That God is building for that coming destruction that I talked about.
Which God they use for.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you cannot do it.
But you not going to do it.
If you tolerate.
If you keep.
If you allow.
If you allow.
The things of your carnal nature.
The way they happen around the you things, this world.
The things of your Sierra Leone world.
The way they happen at your country Salona, yeah?
Hallelujah. Last week it was the Liberian world. This way it's the Sierra Leone world.
Like last week, the
Hallelujah.
Liberia
Hallelujah.
World. This week the Salon with the Nassau.
Hallelujah. Because God is talking to you as a people.
Because God has talked to you like a
Hallelujah. People. God is calling. He's tugging on the heartstrings of your soul.
God has touched this.
Hallelujah.
People.
There is a spirit of conviction that is now even working within your mind.
You for make you feel
Hallelujah. Highlighting.
It is color.
The things that are out of sync with God. The things that are out of sync with God.
It is call up for let you come and do the things that where he wants for let you do.
Hallelujah.
We don't agree with God.
We don't agree with God.
Yes, we don't agree with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you begin to say, oh God.
Then you will begin Allah in Christ and God.
Hallelujah. And that is unless you have a doctrine that will excuse it.
But then in a pastor you get teaching, we go give you light say.
Hallelujah.
We go cover you.
Every move of God has a doctrine.
Right.
Every way we God they move with but a man, he gets teaching for go with them.
That's right.
Did you hear me? Every move of God has a doctrine of deception.
Every way when God they walk with what a man can and go before
to excuse sin.
For cover sin and give you light.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh yes, Catholic.
That's right.
Cult.
Catholic.
They had purgatory.
Then a court. Then get to a place called purgatory.
You had to go to purgatory to get the sin burned out of you.
You were going to purgatory for let them burn the sin
but
by you.
But there's an exclusion. If you pay enough money.
So then put one law where tell like I say.
If you do certain rites or certain things.
If you do certain things inside the church.
Then you can shorten your time in purgatory.
You gonna make your time short way.
Hallelujah. And you know if you give enough money you might even make sainthood.
And self if you give.
Hallelujah.
You will reach.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, the Bible calls the Catholic Church the great harlot. Hallelujah.
Catholic people.
Did you hear me?
Say,
hallelujah. He calls the Catholic cult the great whore.
He called Catholic organization.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But that's not all she is called.
Now that's they call her.
It calls it the mother of harlots.
He call her mama.
Hallelujah. That means a mother that has many daughters.
Tell me say mama.
Hello. Are you listening to me? Many daughters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many daughters. Hallelujah. And they have all the same philosophy,
the
same doctrine, but it's tuned.
That's right.
The same thinking, the
it's
world,
tuned.
Same teaching them, but
to the environment of the of the position or the move of God. Hallelujah. So the Catholic Church, hallelujah, had the doctrine of purgatory.
The Catholic Church and this teaching wouldn't get more poverty.
Hallelujah. And the evangelical church
and the evangelical church now
could not hold that doctrine of purgatory.
They never stop that purgatory teaching, eh?
Because they were rebellious daughters and they did not want to associate with their mother.
Because they stopped that teaching, eh? But then
hallelujah.
Now rebel girl picking them when no one follow with them, mama. Catholic church they tell them, say
hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Are you tired?
No.
Are you sure? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they decided to call the doctrine of purgatory something else.
That's right.
The evangelical church, they decided to call that purgatory teaching.
I'm telling you.
Else.
I'm telling you what I was taught as a child in my church.
I didn't tell you what they teach me at small beginning. The church.
Hallelujah. Once saved.
They say, once you don't save,
always save.
You save, take go, no matter what you.
Hallelujah. I heard a Baptist preacher.
I hear you, one Baptist teacher.
Say from the pulpit.
It's in up a pulpit, a pitch.
I call it a pull pit.
And they call them baby pool where water there and now pool.
They pull the people into the pit.
Or they drop people they inside all.
Says if you are born again.
He said,
and you are
born again.
And you are Southern Baptist.
And you now Baptist.
And Jesus comes.
And Jesus comes
in the rapture.
Inside rapture.
And pulls you out of the bed of fornication, you will still go to heaven.
And he let you meet you lead on a bed there, sleep with Uma, we not to you. It will still get at you.
Ha! Loose!
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Doesn't that sound like purgatory?
Not only like it.
Doesn't that sound like something? Doesn't that sound like something that is not God's business of change? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In 1948.
He said 1948.
God had to step back into his business.
God put his foot back inside business.
And he began to pour out his spirit.
And he began pour out his spirit
in different locations around the world.
Now different sign of the world.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was a place in Welch, which I was telling you about earlier.
One side then and one place when they go Welch, one minute, talk
where the devil got into the move of God again.
Then the devil well,
hallelujah.
Inside God in business back.
And there was a sister. What was her name, Mark?
Margaret McDonald.
Margaret McDonald.
One sister be named Margaret McDonald.
Who had a dream.
Where be get the
brother,
dream.
Brother, this is history.
What is it?
It's recorded. I'm not making it up.
Not on me, from this story.
There was a sister called Margaret McDonald who had a dream.
One sister be named Margaret McDonald when in dream.
It was quite a long dream.
Now be long, long
but
dream.
The gist of the dream was that but people were going to be ascending into the heavens.
But what did the dream mean there, but now that we get her claim up.
Hallelujah.
I go every.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when she woke out of the dream,
when you wake up, come up and you dream,
the Lord said to her, be sure to tell your brother that it is not physical, it is spiritual.
The Lord tell her, say, make sure say you
hallelujah.
Tell your brother and sister then say, this thing where you get so, not all in the physical you get for up, you know, not spiritual something.
So when she shared the dream,
when he tell the dream to the other one then,
hallelujah. Maybe this is why God has kept me alive so long.
Something that this may God keep me alive.
Hallelujah. When she shared this dream,
when he tell the company the dream,
the man did not hear the spiritual and not physical part of it, or if he heard it, he completely ignored it.
The man where he not be hearing the part where the woman tell and say, this thing what they tell you
And consequently,
and what happened after?
What do you think happened?
What do you think it be?
Rapture.
We have a doctrine.
Now daddy's teaching come out when I
a doctrine of rapture.
Rapture.
Which came out of the vision of Margaret MacDonald.
Where Margaret MacDonald
Hallelujah. That before that there was no doctrine of rapture.
But before that then nobody talked that kind
Hallelujah. The devil had had in some way interfered with the process of change.
The devil back don't come back and he don't interfere with this change way for people, human beings.
Did you hear me? Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you think that you're going to be raptured out of your trouble, how hard are you going to be trying to get out of your trouble?
If you feel say God will rapture you, can you go pull you go up by your trouble?
How hard are you going to try? Hallelujah.
You come out by trouble. You know what?
Oh, it's okay. I'm doing the best I can.
You go just tell yourself, cook yourself, say, well,
I'm not perfect.
You're not a perfect person.
But I'm human. How can I be perfect?
Afterwards, we're not
Hallelujah. All of these things are human sets of circumstances. Hallelujah. If I just hang on to Jesus to the end. Hallelujah. Just if I can make it through to be acceptable by God at the end when He comes. Hallelujah. No matter where I am in the process. Of salvation, God is going to take me up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're not going to try very hard.
You know what? Try.
Oh, you might do. You might be a good man.
You go be good
You might
man.
Be a good woman.
You go be good woman.
But you're not going to be striving.
You're not going to
fix. You're not going to be pressing in.
You're not going to press for perfection. You know the press for perfection at all.
And you know, if you will be totally honest, you don't believe you can be perfect.
And if you forsake the truth of yourself, you still not go today. You believe, say mortal man.
And the devil
for be perfect.
And the devil knows it.
And the devil is a villain.
So he plays on it.
And at that day, they walk with.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know, nobody really. In the right mind wants to go through some sort of tribulation that is really, really, really hard.
Nobody
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we are always looking for something that will give us the confidence that we won't have to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Noah is a perfect example of it.
That man would have called Noah.
Hallelujah. God did not deliver him from the flood. He was in the midst of the flood, in the midst of the trouble, in the midst of the tribulation.
He not put a leg fly come out from the storm. He been there inside the storm. The rain went for them. He there right inside.
But Moses was faithful in doing what it was to build the tabernacle, to build the ark as God had instructed him to build the ark.
But Noah, in faith, obeyed God.
Hallelujah.
When God tell us, say, if we do.
And brethren, don't tell me it was an easy chore.
Brother and sister, don't tell me.
For 120 years.
120 years.
Surrounded by hatred. Mockery. Ridicule. Hallelujah.
They're not busy waiting they do. They're not treated out seriousness.
He had a family. He had to provide money for home and for food and materials and building.
He began family.
Hallelujah. This man had to press and press at his own expense. Hallelujah. 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 How much more when God is now building another ark?
How much more now?
Hallelujah.
When God they build one other.
Hallelujah. Amen. That is what the Ark of Covenant is all about.
Well, that ark they were inside that holiest of all. When are the Ark of the Covenant? Now, then they all see in the talk box.
It is the covenant that pertains to the ark.
Now the agreement.
Hallelujah.
The ark.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we now are here, standing at the door.
We each gender, we turn up at the door.
1948. God again poured out his spirit on flesh.
God can pour send his spirit come back from mortal man body.
Now, he had already brought the word of salvation.
He did not bring salvation what came before.
He had already brought the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
He did not send the teaching about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
But now the church of God.
Now God in church.
Hallelujah. Was under the umbrella of bishops, priests.
God in church cast it all under
pastors, the umbrella
now. Where now bishop them?
Huh?
Priests.
Deacons.
Pastors. Deacons.
Hallelujah. Lay ministries.
Lay minister.
Huh? Hallelujah. So God had to step into the business once again.
God came inside the business back again.
And if you don't think that God does not start insignificantly with an insignificant people, you're mistaken.
If you feel inside, you say, God, not a begin something with people that will not mean nothing, you will make mistake.
Have you ever thought of the thought of how it is that Jesus Christ never went outside of the borders of Israel?
You not ever think yet, say Jesus, one day not travel come out to Israel yet?
He never. In fact, the matter was, if you were to look at his travels, he only was in a little locality of Israel.
If you look at Jesus walk and patrol them, not just small size of Israel, not they pass no more.
Hallelujah. And yet the impact of it spread all over the world.
But still yet, huh? The power where that worker, the bring come, is spread all over the world.
Have you ever thought about that?
And I don't think about that.
When sometimes we think things that God does in some faraway place in some environment is insignificant, but it has a global impact at the end of the day.
We can look something and this so
hallelujah.
See what God do now. So say where it looks too
hallelujah.
Small, but at the end of the day,
hallelujah.
The feel what God do.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So never think yourself insignificant.
Not ever look yourself say you.
Never think of what it is that you have in God and what you are finding out about God as insignificant.
Not ever think so what you get in what you get inside when you know God and what you defend for Sabi God. That's not you.
Don't look at your local environment as the only world.
No, look at who say you find yourself so. Say that the one good world down there
are
the only world.
Are the only existence that you will ever have.
And are the only place down there where I go ever there.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You do not know the power of God.
You not sabi God in power.
Or you do not know the intent of God concerning your life.
You don't know what thing God plan for you.
And
life.
You do not know what it is that God can do for you
and
if
you
believe him.
God can do for
hallelujah.
You.
But if you're not moving in the business of God change to change you.
If you know the work with God for make God a change and change and change you,
then you are not going to be a candidate for that experience.
Then you're not qualified for
hallelujah.
The God use you for that thing.
Well, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am going to stop here.
And it's tough now.
Hallelujah. There is, hopefully, we might get another chance if the Spirit of God so indicates it.
Something there, we will get other chance if God in Spirit wants that.
Hallelujah. Brethren, it's serious business.
Brother and sister, this is not serious business.
It's serious business for you.
This is not serious business for you.
I see you as a people at a crossroads.
As soon as like a people they're waiting up now roundabout.
Not just a crossroads, but like a fork in the road.
But now like I say, now place where get two way for pass.
There is a word that God is bringing to you that is very specific.
What the way God they tell you where it clear and he very clear.
I'm talking to you now as a congregation of people who have the revelation of this word.
And they talk to them now like a people them we don't get understanding of what in this word they talk about.
And to the degree that you understand, God is going to hold you accountable.
To that level where you ain't don't able for understand what you they talk to. Now that level they go.
And what it is that you do with this word is going to determine at the end of the day which side of the door you are on.
What do you do with this one way you know you so? Now it will depend on whose part you
are
at the end of.
You're not going to be able to point a finger at this person or that person or that person.
You're not going to be able to point finger upon this person.
Because there is a spirit here with us in these meetings that is bringing to you the clarity of what it is that God is saying and what it is that God is wanting.
The spirit here when they bring understanding and clear you, yay, for they shall be waiting God wants this particular thing.
And you're at the fork in the road. One road is going to lead you off and down into hell. I'm not saying you're going to go to hell.
I know they talk to you well,
but I'm saying you are going to go through hell without the hope.
And they say you will pass through hell without you know this hope inside you.
On the other road,
and the other road,
you are going to go through hell.
You then pass inside hell,
but you're going to be encapsulated in the aspect of hope.
But then go
hello?
Inside.
Did you hear me? Hallelujah.
You.
You're going to be encapsulated by the spirit of hope.
You go, they will come by you like how they come a granite.
And you're not only going to be
hope inside.
You're not only going to be encapsulated, but you are going to have the ability to succor the people of God.
But you will get the power for
hallelujah
of God in.
And what I'm saying to you is scripture.
What did it tell you?
It says tribulation.
It says wahala.
Worketh experience.
It will work by
no.
You.
Tribulation worketh patience.
Wahala. They bring patience by you.
Patience works experience.
Patience they bring
hallelujah
experience by you.
And experience bringeth hope.
Experience they bring hope by you.
And what?
Hope.
Hope maketh not ashamed.
Hope not gonna make you shame at all.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's really your decision.
Now your decision for make hope.
Hallelujah. By the end of the day of these meetings, you will have a clear, specific concept of what it is God is saying.
Say this meeting they've done.
Hallelujah.
You will get clear understanding of what in God they talk to you. See.
God bless you.
Let God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.